My first guest of the afternoon is on the line. He is Dirk Badenhorst. He is the CEO of Mzansi Ballet, and they are staging Sean Bovim's Private Presley, the ballet. Dirk, thank you for being with me this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
More than that, I should actually add, when I finished talking to you, you have very kindly given us two sets of four tickets to give away to listeners who answer a question. So thank you for that as well. That's a real bonus. But let's get into the story of Private Presley, the ballet. I'm trying to get my head around the fact that ballet shoes are meeting blue suede shoes, and I'm wondering how that happens in fact. How does that get put together?
It took a few months of working on it, but it really is a rock and roll ballet with the girls on point doing some nice rock and roll dancing. Our very first song in the show, coincidentally, is Blue Suede Shoes.
No, you're joking.
So it is a wonderful coming together of ballet and rock and roll. And it's called Private Presley because it touches on the fact that he was in the military where he was a private, but it also touches on the fact of his private life and his loves and his heartbreaks until where he and Priscilla gets married and they have little Lisa Marie. And where, in the end, it all comes to an end.
Talk to me about this particular production. I take it, sorry, you're talking to somebody who doesn't know much about these things. I take it that it has been performed before, and this is a reworking of it.
So Sean Bovim staged this ballet the first time in 2013 on his own company in Cape Town. And he had also brought it to Johannesburg a number of years later. So when I asked him at the end of last year if we could do it this year, I said, and he said yes. I said, but I would like to make some changes. So we have two live singers on stage with us that does some of the performances in Logan James and Patience Mahema, and we have Logan kind of being Presley, but it's not a Presley tribute show. It's literally Logan singing some of the Presley songs and being Presley in the sense that it's the character in the ballet. Patience then brings the female aspect because they are some of the women in the life of Elvis Presley was Juliet Prowse from South Africa, incidentally.
Yes, I remember.
There was also Natalie Wood, and Margaret, and then, of course, there was Priscilla, with whom he had Lisa Marie. And so we also built the Lisa Marie into the story so that we could have a space for the kids from the Mzansi Ballet Vocational School. We have some really beautiful ballerinas in our school, and I wanted a way to also accommodate one of them each in the show. And so that's where it's that comes from. But really, Patience brings the female perspective into this particular ballet so beautifully. And it's just gorgeously done. And Mark Chain did the musical direction for us. David Hutt created some of the most beautiful costumes. And then Sean's choreography just works so well on the dances of Mzansi Ballet.
I'm listening to you. I've got a massive smile on my face. I think you actually have to see it. It's hard to get your head around the costumes and ballet. It's just that they're two such different kinds of art that you're putting together. It must be remarkable. If it works, it must be magnificent. If Elvis were watching, what do you think he'd be saying?
I think he would be smiling from wherever he is, because it's a really, really beautiful and caring portrayal of his life and some of his challenges. And I was sitting in the audience. I like to kind of place myself in different places in the theater from time to time. And when Priscilla caught Elvis the first time cheating, someone was like, "Oh my goodness, the story is now starting to unravel." And then you start getting this beautifully poignant moments in the ballet, and it's just really soft and kind and caring. So it's as I say, he would really enjoy it if he hears Logan James sings the songs and Patience. He would be very happy with that as well.
So does it work in that way? Does it take you on an emotional journey when you're watching the show?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The audience kind of in the beginning goes, oh, it's nice and fun and funky. It's the blue suede shoes. It's rock and roll and everything. And then suddenly, as I say, then something happens and you go, oh, that's quite sad. And as I say, when they sing so beautifully. And then in the end, we bring Elvis back after his passing in one of his iconic white, you know, those white Elvis suits.
100%, yes.
And he, the audience just goes wild. So it's so nice to also be able to speak to you about a production that's actually opened, and I can actually speak from the perspective of a show that's open and actually working already. I love that that's the case.
I also love the fact that you referenced the fact that you've almost, you've changed it a little bit and you've brought in some local elements in terms of the younger new dancers. Does that work in an American story?
Oh, absolutely. It's so beautiful. It really, really is. And, you know, we have different casts of Elvis. So it's just, it works beautifully. Our Mexican Elvis looks like Elvis. Our Angela Reeve looks like Priscilla Presley. Then we change, and Ariel Mejica, our Cuban, brings a completely different take on it, and as does Kiana Rose Prinsloo in her rendition of Priscilla. So it's just a whole different interpretation then. It's the same choreography, the same story, and yet your experience of it changes. And I think that's really important. And I think it just shows the versatility of the company. And having the young Lisa Marie's is just the moment when the parents split up, or where he moves away from them and he passes on, is such a beautiful moment in the ballet, when he kind of just disappears and moves out. It's really just the choreographer was standing with tears in the sound box on the last performance. And so, yeah, it really is a moving production. And the audiences, as I've said, have really enjoyed it.
I want to stay with the choreography for just a moment, because it's hard to think of more iconic songs than Elvis's songs. And you have to work within quite a strict framework. And I'm wondering, do you follow the beat? Do you break the beat? I mean, these are, iconic is the word. How do you manage that challenge?
So Sean has definitely followed the beat in most of it, managed to get some of the iconic Elvis pieces, you know, when they go through the Hollywood phase of his life and they do King Creole and things like that. It's just beautifully done. And then there are some of the softer, slower ballads that Elvis used to sing so beautifully. Unchained Melody, you know, things like that just works so well, and he's really managed to capture the musicality of the Elvis work, the different layerings, because, you know, you kind of forget how incredibly varied he was. There's a line in the ballet, because we have some of the newscasts that happened, you know, when he goes to Germany to enlist, and they say that he said, you know, if rock and roll comes to an end during the war, he wouldn't worry, because he would be able to continue his career as a film star, because he made hundreds of movies. He sang thousands of songs. And we forget the body of work that he has left us with, which is why in the end, you know, we refer to him as the king of rock and roll. He's not called that for nothing.
Dirk, where are tickets available? How long is the run? Let's talk bottom line here.
So the tickets are available from web tickets, and they vary from 150 to 350 rand a ticket. And we are running Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturday evenings at 7:30, and Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock. And we run until the 30th of November. So it's a very long run, and I really, really encourage your listeners to go out and buy the tickets. Don't be a lazy couch potato. Come to the theater come and support the ballet. And really, do yourself a favor and come and experience it firsthand. Because once you do, you will understand why the people that have come to see it so far have absolutely raved about it.
Dirk Badenhorst, the CEO of Mzansi Ballet, thank you for chatting to us this afternoon, and thank you for the tickets, which I'm about to give away now.